Food banks in our region that rely on federal funding are facing tough decisions as they brace for a looming government shutdown. WHYY's Marcus Biddle visited Chester County Food Bank in Exton.
Right now, shelves are stocked with produce and other groceries at the food bank's sprawling warehouse. But employees are bracing for potential worst-case scenarios, says Nicholas Mbesi, senior manager of government relations. The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, is facing a $1 billion shortfall, and the potential government shutdown could further worsen the situation.
The shortfall in funding begins in the beginning of March, and it will be fully exacerbated by September of 2024. We'll see the vast majority of people who qualify for WIC being waitlisted by the states and the commonwealths.
Food banks will have to find ways to make up the difference in funding or serve fewer people. They're also struggling with increased costs for groceries. Two important deadlines come into play that will impact food bank budgets. March 1st for funding the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and March 8th for Department of Health and Human Services funding. Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.